Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
I suffer asthma. Do you?
No, I don't actually.
Okay, well, there's one thing.
There's one thing I don't have.
I take a daily inhaler, and on the.
Why do you do that? For you've had asthma for all your life, or
I had it as a kid.
Yeah.
Then I grew out of it.
Yeah.
And then I've got it back as an adult.
Oh, that stress.
Could have something to do with it. But on today's show, I'd like to welcome Jason Bennett. Hi, Jason.
Hi there.
Now, you were born a sickly and premature baby to a mother suffering toxemia.
Yep.
But later in life, cured your asthma.
I did.
And allergies. Tell us how you did it.
Well, it was one of those things. It was a slow and gradual education, I guess, I went through. I was born 2 pounds 9, very lucky to be alive. And as I got older, the only solutions that were ever offered or given by the doctors were, you know, the drugs. And, of course, those drugs are great. They save lives. They're wonderful things. But I got to the point where, you know, I had my hay fever, I had allergies, I had asthma, I was having asthma attacks all the time. I was taking 16 shots of Ventolin every day.
Wow.
For, you know, 20 years. I had bad skin problems, particularly on my face as well, on my back, and I had constipation, I had digestive issues, and, you know, I was a bit of a mess.
Mm.
And I got to the point where there was just nothing that could be done, and I saw specialists, I saw doctors, and they just continued to give the advice, which was, look, take the drugs, that's all we can do, you know, you're incurable, nothing can be done. I had a friend of mine actually gave me a bit of a slap, and she said, look, you know, you eat rubbish foods, you know, you eat burgers and chips, and you don't get enough sleep, and, you know, you don't look after yourself, and you don't have any rhythm and routine in your life and what you do. And she said, you know, you've got to change your life. And I found it really confrontational, to be honest, because no one had ever been that direct about it, and no one had ever actually suggested that all of my health problems were my own fault and were my own responsibility to do anything about, you know?
So, Jason, tell me, what is your diet like now? Like, talk me through an average day, what you would eat.
Okay, so on an average day, I would have soaked my muesli overnight. So I'd wake up in the morning, have a raw muesli, which is a muesli based
like
around a nice mixture of linseed, pumpkin seeds, sunflowers, almonds, sesame seeds, maybe some chia or something, some other kind of exotic seeds if I've got them.
And what do you soak that in?
Yeah, well, I just soak that in water, generally water, or if there's a good quality soy milk I've got, or, you know, kind of a mixture of different liquids, kind of depending on what my mood's in.
Right.
But basically the soaking process, I mean, the three things that we're missing the most in terms of foods in our diet are raw foods, sprouted foods, and fermented foods.
So you have cured yourself of asthma. You have now no longer on the inhaler. And
correct.
But have you at the same time, in terms of changing your diet and exercising, have you also learnt to breathe differently? Because asthma is a lot about breathing.
Yeah, no, I haven't done any of the breathing courses. There's a lot of good breathing courses, Botinko and a lot of other good stuff. What I found was the primary cause of my asthma was food-related.
Oh,
right. It was all about my stomach being unhappy, my bowel being unhappy, and of course, your gut health, again, like I was saying earlier, your gut health distinguishes all the other body systems. Your gut health runs your immune system. Your immune system runs your respiratory system. Your respiratory system is in charge of your asthma.
Yeah. And listen, just before we go, what do you have for dinner, just on average?
It actually depends on what Tracy's cooking, actually. She's got this incredible array of things, but, you know, any kind of, you know, I eat a plant-based whole food diet, so, you know, all kinds of lentils and mung dals and beans and peas and chickpeas and salads and soups and...
So steak and three veg are out.
Just a myriad. I mean, I could go on and on about all the kind of foods we eat.
Well, Jason, that is absolutely interesting and absolutely fascinating that you've done that. Jason is going to be in the Healthy Living Show in New Zealand from the 2nd to the 4th of November. So you can buy tickets to that and go and listen to Jason firsthand. Thanks, Jason.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.